Hello and welcome to this special English talk on fact checking by and from the Stage Media. The Stage Media, TSM for short, is that news group that is here to help you get the true side of any story that you see on the internet, in the newspaper, or you hear on the radio. My name is Seo Watusi, your special Liberian English friend on radio. And in this talk here today, the first story that we have here to bring you is the one that the other day, the big person for the American government house in Liberia here called Ambassador, he put down to say the lawmaker house in the budget for 2022, they put $65 million there for the SA. Ambassador Malcolm McCarthy went from Monrovia inside the country on a visit. And when he came back, he said some of the things he saw in the interior that were in a hospital where no medicine, no money to buy medicine, and people sick. And then the lawmakers put this kind of money in the budget for 2022 for the SA. So after he talked something like this here, two lawmakers came out and talk to him in a strong way to say what he talking about that was also a lie. One of them, the lawmaker from District 4 in Mosorado County, Rosalind Dennis, said the lawmaker have never get $65 million in the budget for the SA. After that, the another lawmaker is the big person for the lawmaker house of senators, Senator Albert Chia from Grand Cru County, talk even so far to talk to the ambassador that this thing that he's doing, see somebody who led the government and that he's supporting opposition, the opposition people. With all the halahala going on backward and forward between the ambassador and the lawmakers, plus other people who believe the things and where the ambassador say and other people who not believe it, TSM decided to go out to check. And so TSM went on the internet page for the government house that can collect money, they call the Ministry of Finance, to find out. Representative Rosalind Dennis said the money that the lawmakers can put in a budget for the SA is not for just the lawmakers, but for the whole lawmaking house, people who work in there, the senators, the representatives, and all the staff then that work in there. They are the ones that money can cover. So nobody must not say they put the money there just for the representative and the senators. Rosalind Dennis also went so far as to say that never that $65 million was in the budget for the lawmaking house for any time. And check the budget for 2022 that they had there for the lawmaking house. So TSM find out that in that budget for 2022, there were $38,792,585 they put there for the lawmaker House of Representatives, and they put there $21,121,295 for the lawmaker House of Senators. If you put these two money together, you will get $59,913,880. Representative Dennis also talked that even the budget for 2021 for the lawmaking house was $39.6 million. When TSM also went to check something like this here, they find out that the money that Representative Jenny talked about for even 2021 to say that was $39 million, no, it's not also true. That was $36,047,282. In that 2021 budget that Representative Rosalind Dennis talked about, that was $21,554,032. That were there for the lawmaker House of Representatives, while $14,493,230 were there for the lawmaker House of Senators. And so TSM find out that all the things that Rosalind Dennis and Ambassador Malcolm McCarthy talk is not true. They all got their fact wrong. The fact was not correct at all. TSM alone do the work here. TSM do this work here with the help of a group they call Center for Journalism, Innovation and Development. So, one more time, the two people, Malcolm McCarthy and Senator Rosalind Dennis, their fact that they put together, they're not correct. It was never $65 million for the lawmaker house. It was $59 million that they put in the budget for 2022. And the last story that we have to talk to you about here is something that will make you also, that will make you to bring some happiness in you and to laugh. Because it concerning one American girl. This girl, they call her Simone Biles. Simone Biles is a well-known woman who is playing all the sport that you can think about. She is an athlete. When you hear athlete, they can run, they can jump. Those people you see jumping, playing their basketball, running, jumping, long jump, these are the people they call the gymnasts or the athletes. And the reason why this story here, people talking about it, is that Simone Biles went to the place to do wedding the other day. And they said the shoe and the dress that she put on, it cost $120 US. And the reason why the people start to talk about something that they say, woman like that, her whole property and other thing that she get, you put it together, that $16 million. Even her husband she married to, you put the, all her things together also at $17 million. So why must Simone Biles decide to wear cheap things on her wedding day? Even people here in Liberia, they also jump in that talk. TSM also wanted to find out. So TSM went to check. And when TSM went to check, the TSM find out that it is true. The clothes and the shoes put together more wear on her wedding day, it costs $120. True that she get money, but she just don't want to waste money on wedding day. Because maybe she got plenty of things to do with money. So that's just what she decided to choose to do. That is all we have for you on this and on this fact-checking talk in Special Liberian English. My name is Seo Watterson. We will come your way again with other stories as we will get them. The people at the TSM also wish you well and they want you to take it easy.